Keese Auto Center High School Football Scoreboard Show, Coach's Hotline, and we are talking with another winner tonight, KMA Land, Nebraska, where Syracuse wins 51-8 over Fairbury to keep the good times rolling there in Syracuse. And Gabe Mintz, head coach for the Rockets, with us right now. Coach, how we doing?
Oh, doing pretty good, Derek. Thanks.
Yeah, good, good. Congratulations on the victory. Take us through it a little bit. Looks like, you know, a couple scores early, explode for even more in the second quarter, and then just kind of cruise on from there. What was going well for Syracuse tonight?
Well, to be quite honest, we didn't start like we had anticipated. We coughed it up a couple times there. Obviously, that was a little disappointing. But in the same breath, we go with that next play mentality, and I think the boys responded really well and came back. And then we had a couple good drives there where we had, you know, touchdown, and then it's just one of those deals. Starting off slow, getting that stuff out of your system, and then we coming back and just methodically. Making plays. So
certainly the run game has been dynamic all year long, and I'm sure that was a big part of it as well. Tell me about your backs, your line that kind of make that work, and just really the system as a whole that is working so well together.
Yeah, so we challenged the line tonight, in pregame. We had a little conversation about, you know, if we're gonna win this game, it's got to be on our O-line shoulders, and I think they responded pretty well there. The backs have been running pretty good all year. So, it's pretty tough to bring down those guys. They're pretty shifty. They're breaking tackles or have been. And so we put it on the O-line, and again, I think they responded. But, again, another great night of running by both Will Jansen and Mason Lentz there. Yeah.
Gabe Mintz again, head coach for Syracuse football. Dominant victory tonight over Fairbury to move to 5-0 on the season. Coach, I guess, being perfect the way you are in terms of your record, it's always kind of a hunt to, you know, just get better week to week for any coach, for anybody with any record. So where do you feel you've really improved from the beginning of the season to where you are now?
Well, you know, I think I didn't know how physical we were, honestly, going into the season. And so our week two game against Boys Town, that's where I really thought that we're really a physical team up front. Defensively, we've been stellar all year. We just have to keep that going there. Our guys are flying around, find the football. We're all getting to the ball and things like that. So I wouldn't say it was a surprise, but it was a nice positive thing to see as far as how physical we can be.
And as a coach, I know you're always searching for that perfection. So where do you feel you still have, you know, some? I know you would say everything probably, but what are the areas that you're working in on a little bit, closer and more, I suppose?
Well, honestly, after tonight, I think we just need to work on, you know, taking care of the ball for one, and then limiting the penalties, and just being more assignment sound overall. There's a few plays there where. Maybe we picked up the wrong guy, things like that. Communication, you know, we need to continue working on that each week.
Once again, a big win tonight for Syracuse over Fairbury, a dominant victory moving the Rockets to 5-0 as they win in district play over Fairbury, 51-8, C1 District 1. Gabe Mintz, head coach for the Rockets. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Congrats on the win. Enjoy it, all right?
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate you.